This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado taxpayers can expect to get a second state refund check next spring. CPR's Megan Raleigh explains why.
The simple answer is we've all been paying taxes, a lot of taxes, on our incomes and purchases. And there's a limit to how much of that money the state can hold on to each year. The rest has to go back to taxpayers. Tax collections have been so strong that lawmakers paid out refunds early. They sent checks for $750 to people last month, but there's still more surplus. Next year's refunds will range from $160 to around $500 for a single filer. The higher your income, the larger your check will be. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An updated autopsy of Elijah McClain includes a new cause of death, ketamine toxicity. The autopsy still lists the manner of death as undetermined. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died in 2019 after Aurora police stopped and forcibly restrained him. He was later injected with ketamine, a powerful sedative. CPR led a lawsuit against the Adams County Coroner's Office to make the amended autopsy public. The change could be significant in the trial against the three police officers and two paramedics charged in McClain's death. An arraignment is scheduled for November. A pair of highly endangered red wolves has a new home at a sanctuary outside Colorado Springs. The Colorado Wolf and Wildlife Sanctuary says the animals recently retired from a breeding program in Texas. Federal estimates suggest only about 20 red wolves still live in the wild, with well over 200 in captivity. This is CPR News and KRCC.